What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Thursday morning. Well, an awful lot to get to today. A lot on the Eagles, probably 3 days away from 6-2, which will feel great, and we think they'll get it. Sixers horrendous on the court, Sixers horrendous off the court. We'll dive into another series of debacles by the 76ers yesterday. World Series over. The Dodgers win it. We'll talk about that. Flyers tonight. Jason Kelce in studio with us for an hour starting at 7:30. Your phone calls and all this, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
13% of Americans believe Sasquatch is real.
They're dumb.
So okay. You're not one of the 13%?
Well, here's my thing. When I run for president, I'll tell people when they're being dumb. And I know sometimes that you know, it can turn off the voters. You know, we've had our share of comments through the years. But I'll be like, hey, you're dumb. All right. All right.
It seems like a very effective strategy.
Crypto. We know how bad you are with zoology.
We do.
There's a term for this form of, like, animals and creatures. It's cryptozoology. Are you better at cryptozoology than you are at zoology?
Because
it sounds like you're not one who should be speaking with any authority on any form of zoology.
Listen, John, it's not my area of expertise.
No, it's not.
My sports opinions,
well,
people often don't
also,
like.
Also, like, the king of how do they know, right? Like, that's your whole, any science thing. How do they know?
James,
so how do you know? How do you know that people know that the Sasquatch isn't real?
How do you know Sasquatch is not in existence?
Because I told you years ago, I can identify a creature guy. Right? Remember that line? That's a creature guy, right? Remember that? It was a famous line around 2018. One of my favorite drops ever. Yeah, creature guy.
Okay. So it's a creature guy.
Okay. So I am an identifier.
What, you're the expert at creature guys
now? I'm like
now?
The Jacques Cousteau of above water. Is that right?
So
I don't do the underwater. I don't do the underwater thing. But
nice
above
Jacques
water,
Cousteau reference.
You.
I was
thank
not
you.
Expecting that.
Now, the problem is it's my sports opinions that often irritate people even more.
I thought you were the great indoorsman.
Well, I
thought
am. This.
I thought Sasquatch were outdoors.
Yeah, but I learned stuff on TV. Yeah.
So now you know.
Yeah.
You have branched out.
So here's the deal today, and I think there's a really fascinating topic to tackle today, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Nicholas Sirianni. And I'm curious. You know, it's only been 2 weeks since he was dragged through the mud, probably more than he had ever been, and that's saying something, John, because they had a crash and burn last year that was beyond epic. But 2 weeks ago, after a win, all hell broke loose, kids at the podium, uninspiring win against the Browns, barely won it, didn't like his conduct after the game, hadn't liked for most of us his decision-making in-game for the first month and a half, the whole deal. We don't have to recount the whole thing, but you guys get it. And so I'm curious, with a couple of wins now, a couple more wins under his belt, at 5-2, I ask you this question. Is Nick Sirianni a good coach? Ladies and gentlemen, where do you stand on Nick Sirianni now, and are you ready to give him credit? If you were of the mindset 2 weeks ago that he's like one of the worst, what now? Now, John, I'm fascinated to know what you think, and everyone at 215-592-9494. And I want to say this before, John, you even cut in here, and let me just say this. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, I think there's three different camps that are going to set up today. Camp one is going to be the people that have always believed in him, or at least have often believed in him, and think that, you know, that stuff happened circumstantially. Hurts was letting him down early in the season, and that the town has largely been unfair to him over 4 years now. I think the second camp is going to be of the mindset that they're ready to give him some credit right now, but still don't really believe in him. And this group will probably say he benefited and has often benefited from a great roster from Howie, and often an easy schedule. And let's be real, in the 4 years that they've been together, he has had an easy schedule to this point in three of the 4 years. The third camp is going to be he stinks. 5-2 be damned. He irritates me and he stinks, and that's just the way it'll always be. So, John, you were one of them, and I was one of them, dragging him through the mud as recently as 14 days ago. Where do you stand now? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. Are you ready to give Sirianni credit, John? What say you?
I do not love Nick Sirianni, but I really like him a lot more than I did before. And I have to give him a lot of credit for changing and getting better. He did basically what he preaches about with his guys. You get 1% better every day. I respect that. I respect that he put work in and improved. He was flying a little close to the sun there for a while, you know, too close to the power lines and the rooftops, and his emotions got a little out of control, and he recognized that, and he fixed it. And then since, he's been more composed, and it just feels like he went into the workshop during the bye, just like Jalen did, and Nick Sirianni went in and worked and came out a little bit better. And then every week since, you know, he's composed Nick and he's getting the job done. And granted, it is against teams that aren't always powerhouse teams, but I think that might be circumstantial. I think Nick appears different and composed. I want Nick to command respect, though. And I am concerned that he's not there where I want him to be yet on that front.
So, Jed, I'll just say this on that point. I think you have often underrated
him on that.
Because I think the players do respond to him.
I think they like Nick a lot.
Yep.
I think they respond to him. I don't think that Nick is the traditional command respect guy, though. You know, the command respect guy is Mike Tomlin, is Dan Campbell, is John Harbaugh, who was my special teams coach here. And does Nick feel like those three coaches? No, he doesn't. At least those three coaches feel more, I don't know, what is it, like pillar-like or something?
No, I get it.
It's possible also that the Eagles have Nick very insulated to where he's, you know, he's in a spot where he's going to be until they see fit otherwise.
Well, right now he's looking like he's got a great shot to be back next year. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, we didn't know he'd be back next week.
No question about it.
Is that a fair summation?
Yes. That's a great point. But also, like, I have to be open-minded to Nick getting better. I, who did not think Nick was the right coach and should not have been brought back, have to be open-minded. If I'm going to say, hey, look at Jalen working in the bye week and getting better,
right,
and now every week since, he's looking like he's improving, I have to give Nick that same grace. A young head coach who should be afforded a lot more grace than I give him, and I think a lot of people give him. It's obvious, as you said, that the players really do like him. The question is, does it matter why they like him? Do they like him because he's, you know, easier on them than the traditional old school coaches would have been, easier than the guy on the defensive side of the ball is? You know, Coach Fangio, we know he's pretty crotchety. You know, we know that there's got to be a contrast set up there. I think it does matter why they like him. If he's too easy on the guys, I'm not thrilled with that. I want them to respect and admire and adore their head guy in a way that they, I don't know, like I told you so many times, I would catch a ball and no matter where Andy Reid was on the field, I would run through that end zone. Like he could be 85 yards away.
He might have that, John. Brandon Graham, the way he talks to us and the way Jason Kelce, and look, we'll talk to Kelce in an hour and a half. Like they have consistently, and I don't think it's player talk to, like, say the right thing. I really believe that they, how can I put this? They may have doubted his schematic
well, that's
acumen.
A problem.
No, I get it. But
that is a problem.
But they
when
also
I talked to Andy, when I ran 85 yards to go see Andy, he always said something. He always had a coaching point or multiple coaching points. And I always felt proud about that interaction as I ran back to the huddle 75 yards away. So that, like, that matters. How that player feels after he talks to the head guy, yeah. It really does matter.
Isn't there anything, though, with the newer type of athletes and the way people are now and stuff, where maybe the way he connects with them as a human means more to them than the way, you know what I mean?
It's possible. And I could be completely blind to that. And I admit that.
Yeah. No, see, here's the thing. I think it's a fascinating conversation. I really do. And I'm curious where you stand today at 215-592-9494. So let me tell you where I stand. So candidly, I am, and I'm guessing that a lot of people are right in this category. I am confused. I'm going to admit that right out of the gate. I am confused about what Nick is and like how I feel about him. It's weird. We watch sports and it's not that hard to formulate opinions. And here's what I think. And this is one of those ones where, for me, it is a little hard to formulate the opinion of what I think. I'll try to break it down this way. I never thought he was as bad as many did when people would just crush him. I do think the town was largely unfair to him. I thought he was getting overly criticized earlier this year because of the failures of Jalen, and I think the same thing applied to the end of last year. I believe that. You may not agree with that. I believe that. I did want him fired at the end of last year. So just to put it out there so there's no misunderstanding, when that season ended and we had a poll, should he be fired, 71% of people said yes, and I was one of the 71%. I had seen enough with that collapse to say, I'm ready to go in a different direction. Now, they didn't. They brought him back. This was a really strange start to the year. 2-2 kind of felt like 0-4. This guy does have, I think, a unique ability to weather storms, to push aside criticism, maybe even take it in and become better from it. That's something we've often talked about Jalen Hurts, that he takes in criticism, adversity, failures, and often gets better from it. I think we have perhaps underrated Sirianni's ability to do that. He dealt with, right out of the gate, more than anybody ever saw in the history of this town, the worst received introductory press conference of all time. There were people wanting him fired before he coached a game. Before he coached a game.
It was an unfortunate news conference.
It was. And he was not prepared.
No,
and he got into the Sirianni mode, and we didn't know that mode yet, so it was so weird. What's going on with this guy? All right. Then 2-5 and 3-6 in year one. Flowers are talked about. Flowers are thrown at his feet at the link as he walks off the field. I forget if that was halftime or the end of the game. Like, that was ugly. He weathered that. They made the playoffs. I don't have to go through the whole thing. My point is, he has weathered storms. It is possible that as recently as 2 weeks ago, he weathered maybe his greatest storm. And maybe he'll be here for the next 2, 3, 5 years. I don't know. I really don't know. None of us know. But I do know this. When I net it out, I think he's a pretty good coach. I do. Now, do I wish he could command the offense as the play caller? Yeah, I do. But there are a lot of successful coaches through the years that haven't run a side of the ball. I worry about, well, what if they're so good that Kellen Moore gets grabbed by some team to be the head coach and back you go to the drawing board again, got to hire somebody else. Like, yes, that's a worry. But as of right now, I'm pretty comfortable with Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach. I'm curious if you are. 215-592-9494. We're going to get into the Sixers thing on the court last night, but more importantly, off the court yesterday. And what's going on with Joel? What's going on with Nick Nurse? What's going on with Daryl Morey? Where is this guy? We'll talk about it because that's what I think Nick Nurse is saying. Where is my GM to help me out?